Good morning. This is Kate Olson from the Cass County Office of Iowa State University Extension and Outreach with your Extension Report on this Wednesday morning. The latest edition of the Acreage Living newsletter from our Small Farms program is now available, chock full of a variety of topics to get you in the mood for spring. For folks living on an acreage or small farm, the Small Farm Acreage newsletter is a great resource. Topics found in this quarter's newsletter include best practices for growing tomatoes in a high tunnel, selecting cold hardy fruit tree cultivars, some information on how the new tax law act may impact equipment trades, information on Iowa's Morel Mushroom Hunter certification program, how to catch the best show in Iowa this spring at a local young forest, learning about some of the natural wildlife we may see in our woodlands this time of year, and also information on composting, including a recently released compost publication. This is something that we get lots of questions on here at the Extension office, how to establish a good compost pile. The National Sustainable Agricultural Assistance Program has released a new publication entitled How to Add Compost on Your Small Farm. This is a guide to the benefits of compost regardless of farm size. We know that compost provides nutrients to plants, improves soil structure, increases water holding capacity, and suppresses root diseases by supporting the development of beneficial microorganisms in the soil. We also know that compost increases water penetration and exchange of gases, reduces soil compaction, and improves soil texture. This publication is downloadable for free on the website link through the newsletter and is also available in Spanish. Other resources you may want to check out from ATTRA or the National Sustainable Ag Assistance Program include the basics of composting as well as a tip sheet of quick and easy tips to establish a compost pile. If you want to take a more in-depth look at soils, you can do that in the Soil Health Tutorial. All of these programs, again, available through the National Center for Appropriate Technology. These publications are available for download at no cost. And again, all of that can be found in ISU Extension Small Farm Sustainability Newsletter. One other that we mentioned in that newsletter for the quarter is something else that we do get questions on quite a bit, and that is growing fruit here in Iowa. Cold hardy fruit tree cultivars can be a little bit tricky here in Iowa. We're kind of right on the line, especially here in southwest Iowa, between being able to grow and not being able to grow a lot of varieties of small tree fruits. There are several species of fruits that can be grown successfully in Iowa, either for home or commercial use, but keep in mind that because of our winter temperatures and local soil conditions, not all fruits are adapted to all areas of Iowa. Our horticulturalists in this article offer some tips to assist home gardeners or even potential commercial growers in selecting fruit crops best adapted for growing condition. And of course, if you have specific questions about your site characteristics, you may want to give Hortline a call directly at 515-294-3108. You can also email Hortline at iastate.edu. The first fruit they address in the publication is plums. Always a favorite. Cold hardiness is definitely an important factor when selecting plum cultivars for home gardens. Japanese plums are not reliably cold hardy in Iowa. However, there are several varieties of European and hybrid plum cultivars that can be successfully grown in the state. And remember, cultivar just stands for a cultivated variety that was developed by humans. Several hybrid plum cultivars also possess excellent cold hardiness and can be successfully grown throughout the state. And again, a list can be found in that article in the newsletter. When planting plums, keep in mind that European plums are self-fruitful, which means a single tree will bear fruit. Hybrid plums, on the other hand, are self-unfruitful, so two or more hybrid plum cultivars must be planted to ensure cross-pollination and fruit set. Not just two of the same cultivar, as those will not cross-pollinate. Apricots are another one we get questions on. And again, cold hardiness is an important factor. Many apricot cultivars, again, not reliably cold hardy in Iowa. A few can be grown throughout the state. Moorpark is reliably cold hardy in the southern two-thirds of the state and is self-fruitful, so one tree will do the job. Moon Gold and Sun Gold, introduced by the University of Minnesota, possess excellent cold hardiness and can successfully be grown throughout the state, but they are self-unfruitful, so you need at least one of each Moon Gold and Sun Gold to get cross-pollination and develop fruit. Again, if you want to read more about varieties of fruits that grow well in Iowa, you can check out this article in the Small Farm Sustainability Newsletter. They also go into varieties of sweet cherries and peaches that may perform well in Iowa. For more information on any resources and research from Iowa State University Extension, you can give us a call here at the Extension Office, 712-243-1132. Find us online anytime at our website or on Facebook, or stop by the office here, 805 West 10th Street in Atlantic. Till next time, I'm Kate Olson for Cass County Extension.